USDA's Farm Agriculture Service has just released the export of peanuts for the nation for the month of May. They're also counting the first 10 months of the marketing year as to where peanut exports are going. And right now, peanut farmers need to export more peanuts. For the entire nation, they're up 11.3%, but they're up 22.7% for the month of May. That is overall with 2 months left to go in the marketing year. The biggest market is in raw shell peanuts. Top buyer is Canada, followed by Mexico and the Netherlands, and they are up 19.7%, but up 39% for the month of May, a good month for shipping. Number four was the United Kingdom on raw shell. Number five was Russia, even though Russia has attempted to slow down the imports of peanuts, mainly due to a restriction. On in-shell peanuts, mainly grown in North Carolina and Virginia, and some in Texas, they're up 20.7%. The biggest buyer for the year is China. China bought, but they're not buying during the month of May. Germany is number two. Number three is the Netherlands. Number four, Italy. And number five, Canada. Peanut butter exports are also going good. They're only down 5%, with the top buyer Canada. The number two buyer is Nigeria. Three is Germany. Four is Mexico. And five is Japan. But overall, a very good month. Canada keeps being the top market for U.S. peanuts. Thanks to them, they're leading on the raw shell peanuts and the peanut butter. The prices are competitive, with the number one competitor right now is Argentina, and the quality from the U.S. is excellent. Now we have to keep it up to see if we can export more peanuts as a big crop is coming in with the acreage increased 18% for U.S. farmers. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.